The current owners had invested in a new thatch. It flowed like a gold coverlet over the stone building, the edges of the newly cut reed sharp and crisp. There was a digger hard at work as I drove past, some sort of conversion work going on in the barn. By the roadside, a freshly painted sign advertised eggs and honey for sale. There was a sense of optimism about the place, of new replacing old, of moving forward. The same couldn't be said of Fred's cottage a quarter of a mile further on. Here the sagging thatch was turning black with rot, heavy with moss, and urgently in need of replacement. But Fred was a skinflint, Ron and Sheila warned me, and wouldn't spend any money. "Make sure he doesn't charge you too much for that old furniture," they said. "Don't worry," I told them, "I won't. For one thing, I haven't much to spend." I would have loved to poke about inside that cottage, but a squint through the foggy glass of a tiny window whilst waiting for Fred to respond to my knock on his door showed me nothing more than a deep and cobwebby windowsill, and was as close as I got. From his doorstep I could look down the valley towards Widdicombe and the moor, the fields a quilt of different greens stitched together with dark lines of hedgerow. Fred emerged suddenly, greeting me with a nod, a skinny roll-up pressed.